All right, Giants baseball coming up, and boy, what a pleasure. I know when the Cardinals come in town, I'm going to see those beautiful uniforms. But other than that, we get to see John Rooney, one of the great voices of baseball, play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. John, great to see you, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, it's always a pleasure to visit with you, Marty, and it's our annual State of the Cardinals and State of Baseball chat here in the Bay Area, and I love coming out here, always have.
Yeah, well, I love seeing you, and of course, you just hear the voice, and you've got the voice that we always love to hear. John, the Cardinals start off very well, kind of hit a lull in the middle. The Central is a great race. Give us a little bit of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, as we're speaking, the Central is separated by 3.5 games, top to bottom. Every other division seems to have about a 6-game lead or 7.5, and then a big drop-off with the third-place teams. But right now, the Cubs are having their troubles. The Pirates have been able to come back on them. The Pirates playing against Milwaukee should be a great weekend. And I'm telling you, that division is going to beat up on each other. I don't think there'll be a wild card out of the Central Division this year. But we're going to see in August and September who can survive, and we'll see who makes what move, what additions, what subtractions to make that team better.
Let's talk Cardinals, though. Defensively, good defensive team. Outfield maybe not so good, but defensively catch the ball. But the offense, I was looking at it, kind of a little bit like the Giants' offense with the home runs and on-base percentage and things like that. That's not typical for the Cardinals. I always expect a little more.
Well, the Cardinals broke a 5-game losing streak last Sunday in San Diego with an extra-inning win. And Jairo Munoz got a base hit up the middle with two outs to make it a 3-2 game in favor of the Padres. And when the ball went through the middle of the infield, not only did we look at each other, Ricky Horton and I in the booth, and they were looking at each other in the dugout going, did that happen for us? Did that ball go through? They were in bad need of a base hit, a key hit somewhere, whether it's with one out or two outs. Situation hitting just wasn't what the Cardinals expect, and that has gotten better since that win. They've won 3 out of 4, and they came back in the game they lost on Tuesday night and fell by a run as Tim Beckham hit an eighth-inning home run to win the game for Seattle. But they've needed that key hit. But defense, yes, much improved. Yeah. Base running, much improved. Now, there's no Matt Carpenter. He's on the injured list. And a lot of homers and RBIs on the injured list with Marcelo Zuna. I thought he was on his way to the All-Star game, but he was diving back in at first base over in San Diego, or down in San Diego, and he suffered two broken fingers. Wow. So he's going to be out for a while, but it's an opportunity for Tyler O'Neill. The Cardinals picked him up from Seattle. His dad was a bodybuilding champion in Canada, and Tyler is strong, but he can run, he can field. He has struck out too much for everybody's liking, including his own, but he's starting to make better contact. And I heard from the people in the Arizona Fall League when the Cardinals traded Marco Gonzalez for him. Gonzalez, a first-round pick, left-handed pitcher who's done well at Seattle, and he's from that area, or lives in that area, having gone to school there, actually, from Colorado. But after that deal, giving up a number one pick pitcher for a position player, the Arizona Fall League people told me he could be your left fielder for the next 10 years from what they saw down there. He just dominated among the best of the best of the young players. So we're hoping to see some of that, and that's going to be a key. And this Tommy Edman, a switch batter who plays infield, outfield, and he's a Stanford product for sure. He's from San Diego, and he has been a spark plug. I liked him 2 years ago in spring training, and I was hoping he'd be up earlier, and here he is, and he's producing. He's won the last two games with a home run and a two-run single.
Mm. Well, you need the big boys to hit, though. Yeah, you didn't mention Yadier Molina or Paul Goldschmidt.
No, Yadier, he got hit on the hand by a ball in the dirt or a foul ball. And catchers, if they're going to get hit once, Marty, they're going to get hit in the same spot again, probably in the same game, maybe the same inning. But Yadi has taken all those hits and all those beatings behind home plate, and he's come back year after year after year. And I think maybe the All-Star break, it's a good time for him to rest up and then go after it and finish up the second half of the season when we get back and play Arizona and then get back into the Central Division. Paul Goldschmidt just has not hit, but I'll tell you two things he has done. He has saved a ton of errors at first base. That man can play first base. He can run the bases, too. For a big man, he runs well. He's very smart. But by taking an extra base on a hit and an error last Sunday, set him up at second where he could score on a single and then a mishandled ball in right field. That tied the game at three. Had he stayed at first base on the infield hit, had the ball just been a few feet away from first base where he couldn't advance, in fact, it wasn't all that far away from first base, and he took second anyway. This guy's a good base runner, and I still think he's going to break out. I'm not giving up on Paul Goldschmidt.
So what do you think about the Cardinals? Are you bullish on the Cardinals, or do we just have to play out the second half and see where it goes?
I mean, there are people who have hit, Marty. They have hit in the past. Paul DeYoung is capable of hitting in the 270s. He's going to the All-Star game because he had a very good first half of the season. But I think he can hit better, and he's beginning to hit line drives. Line drives usually turn into some base hits and extra base hits. If he keeps that up, he's going to be all right. I hope that Matt Carpenter can come back from the injured list and perform, and Marcell Ozuna can get back sooner than later and do what he's doing in terms of home runs and RBIs. But in the meantime, there are some pretty good young players filling in. Ronel Ravelo came back from AAA with Lane Thomas, an outfielder, going back to AAA. Ravelo had bounced around in the minors but has always hit, and he looked good in his first stint with the Cardinals. So there are people stepping up. In fact, that Memphis team won the league 2 years in a row and then won the AAA championship last year for the man who's now our first base coach, Stubby Clapp. So he's had some gamers down there, and we're beginning to see some of those at the big league level.
I know. It's always great to talk to John Rooney. Of course, we know the voice, play-by-play voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. John, in looking at the Cardinals pitching-wise, I look at Michaelis, I look at Flaherty, Hicks is hurt. The pitching doesn't seem as strong as it was last year.
No, Jack Flaherty hasn't had the season that he had a year ago where he burst on the scene, a lot of strikeouts. Jack seems to have trouble now holding leads or keeping the game tied after the team comes back, as was the case in Seattle on this trip. But Dakota Hudson has improved a lot. He stumbled his start in San Diego where he gave up 7 runs, 1 earned because of a decision he made to try to get an out at second, threw the ball away, open the door to a big inning, and you see that happen so many times. But that's part of the learning curve for a young staff. And I really believe Miles Michaelis is on to some things. After his 18-win season a year ago, hasn't been quite as sharp this year, but he knows what he's doing. And I just think a lot of these guys are going to put it together. Daniel Ponce de Leon came up and has looked really good in the bullpen. And he might deserve a start for the way he has looked in some long relief outings. Okay. John Brebbia, with the birth of a son, came back and just dominated in Seattle, striking out batter after batter. He looks like he's going to be a big help to the bullpen. Okay. Plus, Mike Myers will come back, I believe, sometime in the second half, and they'll be getting some other players back. And we'll see how it plays out. There's a lot of action in the division, especially down the stretch. And the Cardinals and Cubs have to face each other. We've been to Milwaukee twice already. We did that in April, and we have to play it one more time up there, and they come to our place a couple of times yet. So a lot will be decided in those head-to-head games in the Central, but I expect everybody top to bottom to keep beating up on one another.
All right. Boy, real baseball. Real baseball when we talk to John Rooney. Do you think the Cardinals will be active at the trade deadline?
Hard to say, Marty. You know, I'm from Missouri. You have to show me, and we'll wait and see. I think trades are tricky to make anyway, and at some point, if they really feel like you need this particular player or that player, teams are going to try to raid the farm system, and the Cardinals haven't been so anxious under John Mozeliak to give up a lot of that young talent, even though they've given up Luke Gregerson, and they gave up Kyle Bearclaw in deals at the trade deadlines in the past or in the offseason and at the deadline. Players like that they'd rather hold on and see what they can do at the big league level, as they've developed very well, and there have been so many young players who have helped out, going back to the championship teams of 06 and 11 and the World Series team of 2013. So it's hard to say, but I know they'll be in the mix talking with everyone, and it's going to be an interesting trade deadline this year, and as the rules change as we go forward in the coming seasons, you make those moves now, and next year the rosters will be limited in the month of September, unlike the 40-man expansion like we've had in the past. So I'm anxious to see how all that plays out. But for now, I do expect there will be a lot of action at the trade deadline. Just how involved the Cardinals will be, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, no, obviously these next few weeks will determine a lot for a lot of teams to see who stays in it by July the 31st. John, Albert Pujols came back last week or two, and very touching ceremonies for the St. Louis fans and for Pujols, and really just gripped all of baseball.
Well, a visit you and I had the year after Albert left, I told you, I don't think we'll ever see another performance from any single player like we saw from Albert Pujols for the 11 years he gave the Cardinals. Yeah. That man dominated, and he's the best right-handed batter that I think I've ever seen. And I saw Frank Thomas, a Hall of Famer, play, who made adjustments and could hit. But Albert played a good first base. He knew how to play baseball, took chances. Sometimes he got burned with them defensively, but he took chances in the field and on the bases. But he's a Hall of Fame player. The fans welcomed him back in Hall of Fame fashion. And Stephen Piscotty, when he came in with the Oakland A's the next series, he was welcomed back with a long-standing ovation. Once you're a Cardinal, Marty, and you put the birds on the bat, that player is always a Cardinal, and they're always welcome back in St. Louis. Now, had Albert come back a year or two after he left, I don't know if it would have been quite the celebration we had in St. Louis on the last homestand, but it was pretty special, and I can't ever recall the fans in a ballpark calling for a curtain call from an opposing player after hitting a home run.
Yeah. Well, we'll let it go with this. The game is different. It's a different game than the game you grew up watching in Kansas City. And, of course, you've talked about it for so many years. Strikes, walkouts, walks, home runs. This is what we see in baseball today.
And add the shifts in there that to the delight of some and to the chagrin of some others, I see the expressions that pitchers have when the shift is beaten a few times. I know Clayton Kershaw hasn't cared much for it in many, many cases. But, yes, it's a different game, and I still think it's a wonderful game. I love the drama, and the Cardinals have experienced that in winning three of their last four games. Comebacks, the stick-to-itiveness, and I've seen them move runners, Marty. It's still a game where you can move some runners. You can take advantage of going first to third when you get that opportunity, or if you have a bad combination with a slow delivery to the plate and a so-so catcher, you can get the running game going. And when the Cardinals were 20-10, they were running. They were advancing runners. They were playing baseball. And I think they're getting back to that. It has been fun to watch. I really like the approach that many of the hitters have taken over the last week, and they're starting to implement all of that, things they've worked on, trying to relax more than anything else. I think they've been pressing too much, but I see them playing more baseball. Home runs are a big part of it. I like home runs, but I also like seeing a runner at third with less than two outs and a lot of pressure on that opposing team if you can keep doing that throughout a game.
Well, great. Great to talk to you, John. So much more to go in this baseball season, and I'm so glad to see you. And, you know, you're one of our favorites, so thank you so much.
Well, you're one of my favorites as well, Marty. I know how much you love the game and how much you've cared for it and how many times you've been to Cooperstown to the Hall of Fame and how many times you've been in the press box watching the games after you finish your shows, and it's still a game that I'll love until I can't breathe anymore.
Yeah. Well said. That is John Rooney, the voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.